You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mas maraming Australiano ang nakalinyang makakuha ng siguradong trabaho dahil sa mga pagbabagong nilabas ng Fair Work Ombudsman na nagka-epekto noong unang araw ng Oktubre. Malugod na tinanggap ng Australian Council of Trade Unions ang mga pagbabago, pero sinabing marami pang empleyado ang hindi makakatanggap ng mga pagbabago. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat na tinipon ni Tara Cosoleto. Maaari na ngayong magkaroon ng karapatang hilingin sa kanilang mga pinapasukan na gawing permanente ang kanilang kontrata sa trabaho kung ang mga pansamantalang empleyado ay nakapagtrabaho na ng regular na oras ng isang taon. Ang pasya noong nagdaang taon ng Fair Work Ombudsman na nagka-epekto noong unang araw ng Oktubre ay nagsasabing ang mga taong nagtatrabaho bilang regular na pansamantalang empleyado ay may karapatan na ngayong hilingin sa kanilang pinapasukan na ilipat sila sa full-time or part-time employment. Ang isang regular na pansamantalang empleyado ay isang taong nagtatrabaho ng regular na oras at nagpapatuloy sa trabaho nang aabot sa 12 buwan. Para sa mga nagtatrabaho ng tuluyan o permanent employees, ito ay nangangahulugang nagtrabaho sila ng karaniwang 38 oras o higit pa bawat linggo sa kabaan ng taon. Ang isang regular na empleyado naman na nagtatrabaho ng kakaunti sa 38 oras bawat linggo ay maaaring humiling na gawin siyang permanenteng pansamantalang empleyado. Malugod na tinanggap ng mga union ang mga pagbabago sa 70 grupo ng award sa pagsasabing ibinabalik nito ang karapatan sa maraming trabahador. Ayon kay Michelle O'Neill, Pangulo ng Australian Council of Trade Unions, bawat empleyado ay dapat magkaroon ng seguridad sa trabaho.
Many unions are already doing this every day all over Australia in all sorts of industries, assisting workers move into permanent, full-time and secure employment, which is what most workers want. I mean, some people will say, no, I want to stay as a casual. This doesn't oblige you to convert to permanent if you want to stay as a casual. But the majority of workers that we find and the majority of union members are really looking for the security of permanent employment. And this is a very important change.
Samantala, may mga proteksyon din ang mga pinapasukan. Ang mga boss ay pinapayagang reasonableng tanggihan ang mga kahilingan kung mangangailangan ito ng malaking pagbabago sa oras ng trabaho ng empleyado at kung ang posisyon ng naturang tao ay nawala na o kung ang bilang ng mga kailangang oras para sa posisyon ay bumaba na sa nagdaang 12 buwan. Ayon kay Binibining O'Neill, ang mga kumpanya ay makikinabang din sa mas maraming permanenteng empleyado.
The investment you make in terms of giving people training and support to learn the job is going to pay off because the worker's more likely to stay in your employment. It also is really important for morale. Insecurity is a terrible thing. So not knowing whether you're going to have a job tomorrow or next week really affects the whole culture of a workplace and how people feel about working there. So there's many benefits for employers and businesses as well to having more permanent, secure employment.
Samantala, ang 22 taong Ben Jamieson mula Melbourne ay isa sa maraming Australianong empleyado na nagtatrabahong pansamantala na may pinahabang oras. Sinabi niyang nagtatrabaho siya sa pagitan ng 20-40 oras bawat linggo at hindi naghahangad na baguhin ang kanyang kalagayan.
I've been working in customer service at the Melbourne Convention Exhibition Centre just about to hit 2 years now in mid-October. And I've also been recently working at Arts Centre Melbourne for about 4 months now, and I guess the main thing with casual work for me is the flexibility and freedom of it.
Samantala, ang pansamantalang trabaho naman ni Jamieson Hoar ay nagbibigay sa kanya ng panahon upang gumawa ng kanyang pag-arte at paglikha. Pero sinabi din niya na ito ay may mga disbentahe.
Sometimes the hours can get quite ridiculous, especially between jobs. With me at the moment, I can be working, you know, a 6:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. shift in the morning and then going off and working a 10 to midnight shift somewhere else. And it comes back to sort of the whole personal care, and you sort of end up wearing yourself down.
Katulad ng iba pang nakakabatang Australiano, ginagamit din ni Jamieson Hoar ang kanyang pansamantalang trabaho bilang pintuan para sa maraming oportunidad sa buhay.
Working at somewhere like Arts Centre Melbourne now has created a heap more connections for me. You're completely thrown into the deep end of a creative arts environment where the people who also work with you are creative artists as well. So there's great potential for networking. And you, 'cause it's casual and everyone else is casual, does 100 other different things as well. You're generally meeting like-minded people who may open doors and possibilities in the future for you.
Si David Fitz naman ay isang professor sa Employment Relations sa Griffith University ng Queensland at nagsabing ang karanasan ni Ginoong Jamison Hoare ay katulad ng maraming iba pa sa lugar ng trabaho.
It's a bit of a rot in Australia in the sense that it means that a quarter of the workforce hasn't been covered by annual leave or sick leave entitlements, which in most countries, you know, if you've got an annual leave entitlement, it applies universally. It's not just to three quarters of the workforce.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Pets na ang pagpapasok ng pansamantalang trabaho ay nakaapekto sa buhay ng mga Australyanong mula sa magkakaibang lugar, kasama ang mga nakakatandang tao at mga migrante.
There's certainly disproportionately a lot of young people, particularly students, who will be doing casual work. But really, the majority of casual workers, they're not students, they're not all that young. Well, you know, they're not under 25 or whatever. There's a range of people who are doing casual work.
Sinabi ni Michelle O'Neill mula sa ACTU na mas marami pang trabaho ang kailangan gawin upang masiguro na ito ay magiging pamantayan sa Australia.
Every worker should have the right to be able to accrue leave entitlements, have the security of knowing that their job's there in the future and that they can't be easily gotten rid of. So this is an important change to introduce it into these 70 awards, but we actually want to see something that covers every worker and a clear definition put into the Fair Work Act.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au